Welcome to Lakemount Worship Center, connecting you to the life-changing presence of Jesus Christ. We hope that you are blessed and inspired by today's message.
All right, we're continuing our series on battle ready and the spiritual armor in Ephesians 6. How many have completely loved this? Okay, if you are just new and you're just jumping into the Ephesians 6 series, you got to go back now all week and listen to all of them so that you're fully equipped, okay? Because this has been amazing for understanding what the body of Christ needs to put on. The body of Christ, not just individuals. As a corporate house, we put this on together so that we're fully equipped to stand, okay? So it's important that we do that together. But I'm going to read Ephesians 6, and we're going to focus on verse 18 today. But starting in verse 10 of Ephesians 6, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, and with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should." Ephesians 6, 18 to 20 calls us to pray. Once you've put on your armor, you do that by prayer, by the way. God, I pray that you'd help me pick up my sword. Pray that you'd help me put on my helmet. Pray that you'd fasten on me righteousness. You're praying the armor on you. And once you've done that, through prayer, you're equipped. Okay? So we want to activate the spiritual armor that God's given to us as a spiritual family. We do that through prayer. Okay? We don't just think about it. We don't just talk about it. We don't claim it. We pray it. We pray it. Okay, we invite God into the life of this local church through the conversation of prayer. And we equip ourselves in the spiritual armor that we need. It's not a suggestion for us. Put it on. Okay? Just going to pray for the word, because I really do believe prayer. There's a whole lot in this scripture, which we'll touch on for a couple weeks, but a foundation of prayer has to be settled in us. An understanding of what it is, why we do it, why it's a privilege, how we can communicate to God, why we're supposed to communicate to God. All of that is necessary for putting on armor. If we don't understand why we're communicating, why would we understand why we put on armor? So I just want to pray today that the spirit of wisdom that we were singing about, wisdom and revelation, would land on you today. And I actually just want you to say that in your own words while I'm praying, that you would just invite Holy Spirit to come and speak to you, because it's not my words. You ever listen to a sermon and you're like, later you're like, I didn't hear what she said at all. I heard something completely different. Okay, I'm praying for that. Because it's not my words you need to hear. It's the Holy Spirit's words that you need to hear, because he's equipping this house. Jesus is building his church, And there's words within my words that you need to hear today. And I believe that God's going to steer us in the right direction as a house together. But wisdom and revelation is something that we say, I receive that. When it's in the room, we have to participate. Okay? So Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're here. Jesus, I thank you that you are interceding on our behalf right now. That Father, you are going to open to us wisdom and revelation. That in our spirits, God, you are going to settle in us. You are going to teach us. You are going to refine in us. God, you're going to equip in us the ability to pray. The privilege of prayer. God, I pray that today, God, you would just captivate our hearts and our attention right now, Holy Spirit. Father, we set our minds on things that are true and right and noble and of good report. Father, we ask that you would just build in us the mind of Christ right now. And Father, we lay captive every other thought and we bring them to the feet of Jesus. And God, we ask that your Holy Spirit would rule and reign in this place right now. God, I thank you that it's not my words, it's yours. So Holy Spirit, would you come and breathe in this house? Would you set your word ablaze in this house? God, would you correct and teach and establish us as a house, as the body of Christ, as Lake Mount Worship Center, this local church with a passion for a house of prayer, God, that we would be known as people of prayer. And Father, we just ask for that revelation to come and settle on us. God, we give you any anxious thoughts. We give you any wandering thoughts. And God, we ask that you would just come, Lord Jesus, and be enthroned here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. So I'm going to talk about prayer. I'm going to teach on prayer, actually, because there is a foundation of relationship that we have and should have that is established and continual when we come to know Jesus. Okay? In understanding prayer, we need to understand the beginning and the purpose of why we were created, right? If we don't understand the beginning, we don't understand prayer. Prayer for someone that doesn't understand the beginning, it can become, I'll tell you what to do, God. I'll misinterpret scriptures, and I'll just command and declare. And that will be one lane they sit in, okay? It can be that you go silent. I don't need to pray. God did it all. God knows all things. There's a misunderstanding. Okay, if we don't understand... Okay, hold on. Is anyone super offended that I don't have shoes on right now? I'm very aware when I have shoes on, so it just makes me feel better. So let's just take the elephant out of the room. I don't have shoes on. And I like it. Okay. It's good. It's good. We're all on the same page now. Okay, so we need to understand the beginning. The beginning is the garden. When God created Adam and Eve, in Genesis 3:8, it says, "And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Okay, the original intention of us being here on planet Earth was for relationship. We were born to relate to God, not just ask of him, not just demand of him, not just tell him how it is, not just to beg from him, but to relate to him. Okay? If God came down in the cool of the day and would walk with them and hear about their day, how incredible is that? Well, I'm just going to tell you about what the grasshoppers did today. They were kind of cute. They were on top of each other, wondering what that was. The birds were doing something strange. You might want to fill me in on that. There was some neat things that happened. This flower just burst, and it was really cool. God, you're so creative. Just love you. I love that you're here. Eve's a little bit bugging me, but, you know, whatever. Like, can you imagine just walking and talking? That's what we get. That's what we get. When Jesus came on the cross, this is why Easter and celebrating what Jesus did is so important for us. He opened up the access. No longer do I have to go through all the sacrifices and all the ceremonies. He's made a way for me to come right in. You have full access granted. And because he is the fullness of God, we get to relate to every part of God. Okay, so let's camp here for a little bit, because I don't know what you grew up with for prayer. If it was liturgical and you pray this prayer handbook, or if you never, ever, ever address God. Okay, somewhere right down in the middle is where we want to be. Because liturgical prayers, if that's how you grew up, they get you the knowledge of God. Oh, this is what I should be praying. This is what I can pray. This is legal. This is good. I can recite these things. I can get a repertoire in my heart. Okay? If you grew up not addressing God at all, because you're like, well, he's God. I don't know what to say to him. He's running the universe. I'm just going to leave him alone and make sure he does a good job. Okay? We want to make sure that in there we're addressing all access. Okay? If the cross opened up all access, God is a triune God. So we have God the Father, Jesus the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. Okay? To understand prayer, you need to engage all three. Or you're leaving out fullness of relationship. I'm a mother, a wife, and a daughter. But if somebody doesn't address all three areas of me, doesn't mean they don't exist. Just means they don't acknowledge them. Okay? If all somebody wants from me is mothering skills, fine, I'll tell you all about that. But I could also tell you about wife skills, and I could also tell you how to be a daughter. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, good. I'm glad you're nodding because I like interaction. Okay, active listening. It's a goal in life. Okay, let's practice this so that when Matt comes back next week, we're all like, yes, amen. Active listening. We're with you. Okay, it's just helpful for the preacher. Okay, we want to acknowledge God. We want to acknowledge Jesus. And we want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is really important, and I will camp here for a little bit. Because sometimes when we pray, we leave parts of God out. And I don't want you to go, oh my goodness, now I'm like thinking of all my prayers. I'm not doing that on like make you nervous. I'm doing that because where do you relate to God? Is he just Father? Is he Father not at all? Do you only access the Holy Spirit? Do you only go right to Jesus? Is there any part of relationship that you're leaving out? It's really important that we address all parts of who he is, okay? So prayer is communion. Prayer is remembering God and acknowledging God. It's remembering Jesus, acknowledging Jesus. It's remembering Holy Spirit and acknowledging Holy Spirit. It is not just a one-way conversation. Okay? I babysat a child once. Yeah. Just once. No, I'm just kidding. I babysat a child once, and I'm not joking. The child talked at me for 45 minutes. I was like, wow, you have a lot to say. Not once did the child pause and go, what do you think? Or, hey, you know how kids just pause and like look at you like, what are you thinking? Not once. And I was like, whew, I'm tired. Like, this is supposed to be back and forth, okay? Prayer is not a monologue to the Lord. Prayer is not all your thoughts on. There you go, Jesus. I'm good now. He's not a dumping zone. He's a friend. He's Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. He's a counselor. When you go to counseling, you pay to dump on somebody. When you go to the throne room, you stop to listen. Okay? Prayer is not a one-way street. It is not just talk at Jesus. I'll tell you what to do. Here's all my needs, and here's what you're going to do. Here's the scripture reference, and off I go. I feel better. That's just a hype session to make your faith feel better. That wasn't prayer. Okay? Prayer is relating to God, with God, acknowledging him in your ways and for your ways. Okay? So, I will address, sometimes we have these ideas about God. Okay? Concepts. I have a concept about God, but I have no outworking. So I have a concept that God is good, but I never pray, God, show me your goodness. I have a concept that he's faithful, but I never say, reveal your faithfulness to me. I have a concept that he's a healer, but I never pray for healing. Okay? This is where we literally disassociate from our faith. Okay? Our faith is concept with prayer, making it real right in the middle. Okay? We can't have all these thoughts about God, but not pray to him. And I don't mean pray at him. I mean pray to him. God, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? How do you want me to pray? Okay? We're not in control of the universe. Newsflash. Just going to settle some peace in the room. God's sovereign. He's sovereign. And we get to come into an alignment and check in on his heart as well as check ours. Okay? That's a beautiful privilege of relationship with him. Okay? Prayer is the real you. Okay? If prayer in your secret place has no sound, like if you'd talk to your best friend, like they are so opposite, then you're not really praying yet. I'm just saying. From my personal opinion, you're not really praying yet. You're stuck in one phase of prayer, but you're not in the fullness of God yet. Okay, there's a fullness that's made open to us that we need to step into in prayer. Okay? When I talk to a friend, or when I talk to God as my friend, I'm bringing the real me. Okay? David in the Psalms brought his whole self. His whole self. The good, the bad, the ugly. He brought it all into the sanctuary. Okay? And God said of David, what? He's a man after my own heart. Even if he messes up, why? He's bringing his whole self. He's bringing his authentic self into the picture. And I love that about him. I love that he's my friend. I love that he trusts me with his crap. I love that he's chasing me with his desire. I love that he spends time with me and talks about his enemies. And he gets really honest about it. I love his honesty before me. It's friendship. Okay? If you go to your friend and you vent about everything, that's your source. That's where you want advice. That's where you want help. That's where you want instruction. If you can take that same heart into prayer, you could get some amazing feedback from God. Okay? We're going to get into this a little more. But be authentic. If I have just a script with my husband, okay, if Matt comes home and I'm like, hi, How was your day? Good. Great. Did you eat lunch? I hope it was awesome. What do you want to eat tonight? Okay, I can make that. And I hope you had a great day. Okay, good night. I love you too. If that was it, if we just had a script and it was the same day in, day out, and he can't talk to me and I can't talk to him and I can't tell him what about my day was awesome or sad, where is the connection? It's not a script. It's authentic. So is prayer. So is prayer. Jesus should be your best friend. If he's not, he's about to be, because we're creating hunger for that, right? He opened access for us to have friendship with him. Let's take it on, but let's take it on in full understanding. We get full friendship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit hears us, he intercedes, and Jesus goes to God the Father. You got three people working overtime for you in friendship. That's way better than a buddy, just so you know. I don't know if you've ever had a buddy work well for you, but it's not like Jesus. Okay, ways that we approach knowing Jesus. Let's write these down. If you're not taking notes, you are now. Get out your paper. Get out your phone. Okay, ways that we approach Jesus. If we're going to understand prayer, we need to know how to come to him. There's a foundation. Okay, so ways we approach him is with reverence and understanding. In 1 Samuel 2:2, it says, "There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God." Okay? We need to come in prayer with reverence. Okay, I'm going to go through a whole gamut, so don't get stuck on number one. Okay? Let's talk. Fullness is the idea. So we're not doing just number one. A lot of us have number one down, and some of us don't have number one at all. Okay? With reverence. He's holy, which means he's perfect. No friend here on earth is perfect. No person you talk to is perfect. If they think they are, get away from them. They're toxic. Okay? Ever talk to somebody and they're always right? You're just like, oh my word. You do not have the Holy Spirit alive in you yet. But it's coming. Okay? No one's perfect. But God. So when we come to him, we come to him with reverence of his perfection. Okay? We don't just come sloppily in. Hey, fella. What are you up to today? We come in understanding his holiness. His perfection is necessary for our hearts and our minds and our spirits. Okay, he doesn't reveal himself as holy because he has a complex or he's forgetting. It's for your benefit that he reveals his holiness. It's for your heart. It's for your mind. It's for you to go, I need to hold on to this. This is how I can approach him. Things that are not perfect can crumble because he is. Okay? We need to be able to behold his greatness. Again, it's not for his reminder. He's not telling us that so that he understands. He's telling us that so that we understand. When I come before him, I can hold on to, man, you're great. Here's why. Ever have life not be perfect and great? No, just me. Okay. Good. That was this morning. Life is not perfect and great, but he is. So when we understand his holiness and his greatness, we can come in under reverence. Again, here's the thing. Concept. He's holy and great, but my day isn't. but I'm going to come into submission and hold on to truth and create faith. Do you see how they work? He's holy and great. I'm not feeling it, but I'm going to bring this into truth. And I'm going to hold fast to who he is, because he's revealed himself that way for a reason, and it's for us. Okay? All right. This helps us to stay humble before him, not lowly or misplaced, but humble. Okay? We need to honor the great love that we are included in, and we do that by knowing his holiness and his greatness. Okay? Number two, the way we approach him, with understanding. Okay, we need to relate to him properly. So we need to understand him, but we also need to understand us. Okay, so we're the bride of Christ. We're his people. We're the called out ones. We're his redeemed. If we have no idea who we are because we haven't gotten into the word and we haven't let him settle who we are inside of us, we pray without understanding. We always come to the throne the wrong way. I'm crawling in. No, it says to come boldly into the throne of God. Why? Because he opened access. We need understanding of how we come in. So Hebrews 4:14-16 says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace in the time of need." Okay? How do we approach? With confidence. Not because of what we're saying, but because of what he did. It's established. It's settled. Jesus sympathizes with us. He opens access to us because he knows us. Okay? So we come in confidently. Okay, Isaiah 43:1 says, "But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." You're redeemed. You need to understand that you have a new name. You went from a sinner to a saint. Your identity got changed. If you don't remember that your identity got changed, you keep coming in for the same thing. Okay, I just want to be a son of God. You are. You're sons of God. You're daughters of God. You get to stand right where you are and look at him. You get to behold him because you're redeemed. You've got a song that the angels can't sing. You have so much access. Does that ever blow your mind, by the way? You have so much access through the cross that you have a song, angels who can see him and see him all the time, face to face. You have a song that they can't sing because you have so much access and relationship. And we leave it to Jesus, help me have a good day and nail this interview. That's not the fullness, you guys. That's not the fullness. There's more for us to see and engage in, but we have to understand we're redeemed. Okay? Mark 11:25 says, "And whenever you stand praying," oh, sorry, I got the wrong scripture. Don't write that one down yet. Okay, Psalm 24:3-4 says, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in idols or swear by a false god." Okay, how we ascend the hill of the Lord? Clean hands and a pure heart. Why are we ascending the hill? Because he called us to. Come up here. Come away with me. Again, you got to read your word. He's always inviting you in. It's an open invitation. It doesn't close. Come away with me. Okay, Galatians 4:6 says, "And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." You need to understand he's your father. And I will say that if father is difficult of a relationship for you, if there's lack of understanding, if there's pain in the word father, that's why the Holy Spirit is really important. Because he's going to rub truth into your heart. And then he's going to counsel you. And then he's going to lead you into the fullness of who Jesus is and take you right to God the Father and heal you. Okay? That's what he does. That's what prayer helps us do. It's not just to, oh, that's been a pain, so I'll leave that there my whole life. No. You have access to perfection in him, which is perfect love, which chases out all fear. Okay, so if there is a wound there, we can come in and say, Holy Spirit, I don't have a sweet clue how to do this. This hurts. This is painful. And I don't know how to relate to you as a father, and I don't want to. Just be really honest with him. Okay, what he loved about David, his honesty. Ask him, could you take every pain, every wound, and could you show me Jesus? Could you heal me? Could you counsel me? Could you lead me into all truth? And could you set me free? Because I know that's what you came for. Is that possible? Yeah, and we need to rightly relate to him by understanding he's our Father. And that can be a process. Okay, John 15:15 says, "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." We're supposed to understand we're friends of God. You're friends with God, the creator of the universe. Write that one in your journal. I'm friends with God? Yeah, you're friends with God. Again, understand the beauty of the cross. He opened up friendship for you. He opened up pure access for you to be called a friend, not a slave, not a servant. I do what I do because I love you, not because I have to. We get to love Jesus because we get to, not because we have to. We're not servants. We're friends of his. Okay, the third way that we approach him is with realness. Okay, Psalm 51 says, "Create in me a clean heart. Search me. Search me, God." You ever legitimately meant that? I encourage you not to just say those words, but to mean them. Search me. Okay? When we come before him with realness, there are places in us, guys, that life is happening to us. It's happening around us. It's affecting us. Okay? Proverbs, it says, I think it's 18:21. I say it all the time. Nope, that's power of life and death is in your tongue. It's Proverbs something. It says to guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. Okay? Life is poisoning your heart, or trying to. Let me say that. It's trying to poison your heart all the time. Okay? Because out of your heart, you make all your decisions. I decide I don't like somebody if they hurt me. That's because they pooped in my well. Okay, you're laughing, but it's true. They pooped in your well. They made it dirty. And now you're supposed to go, I'd love to invest in you and just keep on being your friend and whatever. No, you're guarding it. You're going, oh, I don't want that poop in here again. So you dig it out and you close the well to them. Right? You're guarding your heart. I'm learning things here. I'm learning who has access and what makes this well dirty. Okay? Life is happening. If we do not understand that we come before him with realness, how do you process your heart? How? I'll tell you, it doesn't work. I tried. Okay? I tried. Our daughter, Sarah, passed away almost 10 years ago, and I had to journey with the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God the Father, and each one individually, by the way, because I could not wrap my head around Jesus the healer. For a long time, that was just super offensive. It was like a swear word to me, like, ugh, I don't know if he is. And I'm wrestling, and my faith is having a struggle with, is he? It's not my experience, so I don't know if that's who you are. Except that Holy Spirit's going to keep teaching me, right? When I come to him, he's going to say, I'm the comforter. Let me just soothe that. Let me put out that fire and let me lead you into truth. And while I do that, I'm going to counsel you and show you that he's doing it all around you. And don't get offended. Don't get offended. Keep moving on. Now, what I want you to do is come to me with all your realness, like David. So I don't know who else has their sanctuary and their secret place in their car, but I do. It's holy ground. Literally holy ground. You get in and you better take your shoes off. Not because it's clean, but because it's holy ground, okay? My car was my sanctuary after Sarah passed away because I just needed nobody to hear it. I didn't want to be heard. I just wanted God to touch me. I wanted what I knew God was to become real again, but I knew there was a big elephant in the room. Are we going to talk about this? Okay? Why I chose my car is because you can scream at the top of your lungs in your car and nobody can hear you when you're going 110. Right? Nobody can hear you. You're just like, God! They think you're on the phone yelling at somebody and you're not. I'm talking to my best friend, telling him I don't like how this is. I don't like how this landed. Are you who you say you are? What am I giving my life for here? Are you going to protect the rest of my family? Are you going to take care of us now? Because this hurts like heck. Those past 3 years were really hard, but this is horrible. Where are you? I'm in the pit. Are you coming to rescue me? I can't feel my legs. Are you going to steady them? I can't breathe, but somebody else needs me. Are you going to come and be my strength? Because I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And guess what? He can handle it. And he actually loves it. Loves it. Come on in with all that you are and every question. Because guess what? I got the Holy Spirit. And he's like this genius at bringing you through life. He's a genius. He's literally a genius. You need to celebrate him because he's a person. He's a person. And when he comes into our life and we welcome him, he takes us on an incredible journey through prayer and through submission to him of going, I don't like any of this. Help. Okay, I will. Because that's what I said I would do. Okay? If you don't come in with any of your realness, how does any of our pains get healed? I'll tell you how they pretend get healed. We grab a scripture and we claim it. Well, I'm just going to live in the fullness of this. Are you? Because if I knock you over, are you going to scream? Are you going to bleed or are you healed? Okay? Scripture, yes, is the word of God. It is life to you. Yes. But the Holy Spirit needs to have access to your heart. And he needs to have access to the real places in you so that you have the fullness of God working in your prayer life. Okay? How do you help people in pain if you never process yours? We don't build our life around pain, but pain happens. It has happened to us or it happened around us. How are you supposed to help if you can't be real? It's okay to say to God, I'm weak, because guess what? If you use his word, then he's strong. I don't mind being weak. I don't mind telling God I don't feel it today. I'm feeling weak today, God. Would you be strong? He loves that. Yes, I can do that. I will step in, I will step out, and I will protect you and defend you while you can't feel today. Thank you, Lord. That's a good way to use the word. Still being real, still invited Holy Spirit into it, and I didn't create a hyper faith. Okay? Very important. Okay? It's a great prayer, write this down, to say to the Lord, search my heart at least once a week. At least once a week. Because here again is where Jesus can be very real with you. I don't like that you did that to that person. Ever had that conversation with him? I hope you have. Because that's him helping you. Okay? If you haven't had the Holy Spirit teach you anything in a long time, you need to go back to elementary school. That's what he's for. He's perfecting us. Ever go to do something and you're like, my heart is thumping? Don't do that. That's the Holy Spirit at work. He's letting the heart of Jesus be made manifest in you. Super important in prayer. All of you goes into the secret place. Okay? Number four, I read this verse already. Who can approach the Lord? Those with a clean hands and a pure heart. Repentance and forgiveness is of utmost importance when approaching the Lord. Okay, Mark 11:25 says, and whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Okay, also Psalm 24:3-4, the ascending the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart. We need to come before the Lord with repentance. Repentance is changing our mind. I changed my mind that that was a good idea because now I feel it. I recognize that was not right. Clean my hands. Purify my heart. If I have done something to someone else, God, forgive me. And then grade A level is go to the person as well. Relieve them of their offense. Okay? We have to come before him with repentance and forgiveness. He has to be able to change our mind. That's what prayer does. Opens our hearts so he can have access to our minds. Not in like, you know, sci-fi. If you've watched too many videos or movies, I just went in and you're like, what? He's got access to my mind. Yeah, you have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. And when you come into prayer, he can help you in co-laboring with the thoughts and the plans and the desires that are in there. Okay? We need repentance and forgiveness. Okay? Five, we come in with the word. You need to be able to pray the word. If all you pray is the word, again, any of these all by themselves, don't do it. Because you're off in la-la land or you're off in, I don't know what land is the opposite of la-la. Ha-ha. I don't know. Okay, read the word so that you understand the word. Okay, if this is life, which it is, he's life, he sent his word, he's living, this is active. If we pray the word with understanding, Not just pray random scriptures that suit you. Pray it with understanding so that you can understand his heart in prayer. It's not so we just claim something. It's so that we understand who the author is in prayer. You'll understand who you're praying to. You'll understand how to communicate better to him. And you'll understand how to listen. Okay? I suggest all the time to our interns, read the Proverbs if you want to be really smart, especially in this culture. Okay? Common sense is a superpower. Yeah, I have lots of thoughts right now, but I'm just going to hold them captive. Okay. We are supposed to pray with understanding. So understand who you are, who you're praying to, and in the Word, when it comes alive to you, you have more insight, more revelation. Okay? Again, I said at the beginning, this thing's growing. You're going from glory to glory. Okay? What you knew about Jesus yesterday was yesterday. Now, you have access to more. Read the Word. You have access to more. It's alive. Okay? I'm going to add here, because I want to, and I have the microphone. No, I want to add a superpower in, like the Proverbs, be slow to speak. You can include that in your prayers. Okay? There is a thing in life called pausing. Again, that child that I babysat didn't have it. But there is a beautiful thing about pausing in your prayer moments to ask Jesus, what are you thinking? While I'm pouring out my heart and reading back the word that you already know about, what is on your mind? What's captivated you today about me? Is there anything you're not loving about my life? Is there anything I'm afraid of? Is there anyone that I've offended? Is there anything I should be doing? Have I hurt you in any way, Jesus? Am I hurting in any way, Jesus? Pause and wait. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength, and then they'll mount up like eagles and soar. Waiting isn't inactivity. It's pausing to get a new revelation. If you monologue through prayer and you do not wait for his whisper, you're missing some fullness. You're missing new revelation. You're missing new glory. And I want you to be hungry for it, because that's where relationship is getting built. That's where we're growing. That's where we're getting stability and a friendship with him. Okay? Another way we approach the Lord another way we approach prayer is with faith. Okay? We're almost done, I promise. Okay? Hebrews 11:6. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. I have to bring faith into my equation. I have to bring it into my prayer. I have to let it settle in my heart. And why all the previous points are really important is because God's building faith in you. It's what you can't see. But he's building it in you through your life experience, through prayer, through your belief. He's establishing in it when you can't hang on to anything else. He's establishing it. Just hold on. I know what I'm building right now. Just tag team with me. Take that concept and make it real. Come to me with faith. What I can't hold on to right now, Jesus, I'm trusting you. I'm just going to trust you. Okay. Now you're pleasing God. Okay. When you feel like tapping out in life because it just got stinking hard and real, that's when your faith is about to work for you. That's when it's going to be the hardest, but that's when you start trusting the deepest. Okay? It's impossible to please him without faith. Faith is sometimes hanging on. Faith sometimes is telling the mountain, you're going to shrink. Because I believe it and I know it and I heard it. P.S. Please, this is just a pastoral point. If you're praying for somebody and you really feel in your soul, like really, really excited about something, but Jesus did not say it to you and the Holy Spirit did not reveal it to you, please don't say that. Whatever you're so excited about, please. Just say what the Holy Spirit is saying. And if he's saying nothing, pray something encouraging, but don't say it's the word of the Lord. Okay? Lots of people get hurt that way. When you're like, oh, this is going to happen to you because I'm excited. And I've got a scripture for it. Okay. And then it doesn't happen and they're like, is God real? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Okay, hang on to what is true. Hang on to your pure faith. Okay? Sorry, I derailed there. Okay? We need to come to him with faith and boldness. And last, we need to approach him with eagerness. Okay, if the last thing on your mind is approaching God, heart adjustment. There might be a stumbling block in there. There might be an offense. There might be a bad teaching. There might be something that's attached that's like laborsome and the vibrancy's out of there because I don't have the fullness of expression. Okay? Eagerness when you wake up. It's not, oh God, it's morning. God, what are you doing today? I'm awake. I'm ready to listen. I can hear you. I'm turning my heart towards you. Okay, I'll tell you, in the hardest season of my life, that became not just a habit. That became my life. I had to pray to just swing my feet over the bed, guys. Okay, I can do this. I got this. You got this, actually. I don't. I need your strength today. I don't know what you're going to do in me today, but you got 16 hours to prove yourself strong. Every breath, I'm depending on you. Every moment, my strength is found in you. Come eagerly towards him because he wants to hear you. He wants to know you. And guess what? He wants to be known. He wants to be known. We are not just here to recite scriptures back to Jesus and to do just certain things, and it's it. It's for friendship. It's for fullness. And we need to come eagerly. Okay? We need to come listening. In the morning, this is just a good giveaway. You can write this down. This is textbook. Just reorganize your spirit. When you get up, don't turn your phone on. should be in the Proverbs. I'm sure it is. It's just written different. Do not turn your phone on. Reorganize your soul, your body, and your spirit. Okay? If the first thing you do is painful, pray before you move. Would Jesus just invite you to touch my body? Thank you that my body's just coming into alignment with you, and I bless my body. Okay? The first thing that happens when you wake up is it's hard to breathe. Because life is just nagging at you. Or your thoughts just rampage at you. Organize your spirit. Say, Spirit, come on out front. Right now, my soul and my mind are competing. And I just ask, Holy Spirit, just put my spirit out front. And then if you pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Pray continually till you feel it come out front. We all know when we're in the spirit. Come on. We all know when we're in the flesh. Maybe that one would be better. There's no honesty in this room. Come on, guys. Holy Spirit's watching. No, I'm just kidding. It's hilarious. Nobody's laughing, though. We'll deal with spiritual wounds later. When he's in charge, we know it. You know when you're working on all access. Okay? That's the goal. Every morning, reorient till I know I have full access. Reorient till I know my spirit's on out front. Tell your soul and your body to get in line. You can wait your turn for attention. Because if I put you in first place, I'm going to acknowledge you all day. Okay? Ever met somebody who talks about negative emotions all day long? Their soul's out front. It's not just them debriefing. You're just like, oh my gosh, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Because I'm just going to whack you with prayer. I'm going to put your spirit out front for you. Okay? Put your spirit out front. You're meant to. You're sons and daughters of God. You're co-heirs with Jesus. You have full access to the throne room. You have full access granted through the cross. Why would you put your soul and your body out front? We filter everything through our spirit. Everything. That's where concepts and beliefs become faith. Filter everything through the spirit. Everything. Everything. And I mean everything. What you listen to, what you see, what you say, how you talk about yourself on the inside. I don't want to hear it. Got my own self-talk we got to handle. You keep yours to yourself. Okay? Put your spirit out front. Because it'll become nasty to you. Ooh. Would God talk to me that way? Nope. He would not. Put your spirit out front. Okay? That's not childish. That's not 100% Christianese. Those are for the weirdies. This is real relationship with Jesus. Okay? This is how it works. We have to have back and forth open access to him. Okay? But it has to be done through fullness. And I'm going to pray for you guys. But I do feel like in this season, we got to keep it in order. That's our job. Keep it in order. We got to put on the spiritual armor. We got to keep our spirit out front. There's stuff that is assigned to us. Okay? Have you ever thought, how are we going to rule and reign if we can't put on our spiritual armor? If we can't keep our spirits out front, how are we going to rule and reign with Jesus? If we can't do what he already asked us to do. Not in a heavy way. Literally write it down and think about it. Am I doing what he already said I could do? I have full access. I have the fullness of Jesus. I need to be able to do this. And it's not drudgery. Prayer is not drudgery. It is you expressing yourself to your beautiful maker. who already knows you, by the way, just waiting for a good conversation.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like more information on who we are, visit our website at lakemount.ca or download our app for your mobile device.